John Denver and Annie's Song. That is gorgeous, isn't it? Gorgeous. It's Sunday breakfast. It's BBC Hereford and Worcester, and we're going to talk telly now. And how there are four priests from the Diocese of Hereford about to become world famous. It's a new TV show called A Vicar's Life, and it'll show the work of three established vicars and a new curate over 6 months. Priests on TV have had a bit of a cosy image in the past. Take, for example, the Vicar of Dibley.
Any other business?
Yes, actually, there is one little thing.
Farewell news night.
Well, I've had a letter from BBC Religious Programmes, a chap called Tristan Campbell. He says that he wants to film Songs of Praise here at St Barnabas.
Oh, heaven preserve us.
Oh, not a Songs of Praise fan then, David?
I am not.
Well, that was a comedy, so we can forgive it for being cosy. But documentary-style series have been a bit on the gentle side too. Here's a bit of An Island Parish, set on Sark.
St Peter's has been on Sark for almost 200 years, and even with a distinct lack of vicar, many things continue as normal. The choir still has to keep match fit, so rehearsals continue, led by farmer, part-time fireman, and choir master, Kevin Adams.
Oh, sounds idyllic. So how will this new series show the lives of Herefordshire clergy? Well, we've been told that it'll show what priests actually do rather than the rosy picture that's so often painted for us on the screens. Who better to find out from than by speaking to a couple of those involved? In the studio with me is Father Matthew Cashmore, Assistant Curate in the West Hereford Team Ministry. Good morning, Father Matthew.
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
It's good to be here.
And also joining us on the phone is Reverend Nicholas Lowton. Is it Lowton or Lowton?
You were right first time.
Lowton, Rural Dean of Abbeydaw and Vicar of the Black Mountains Group. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Now, you guys know each other?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you know each other before the TV show, or did you get to know each other filming?
Well, we didn't actually do much filming together for fairly obvious reasons. And Hereford Diocese being geographically enormous, you don't always come across too many other clergy. But yeah, I knew Matthew beforehand, yeah.
Okay. Let's start with you, Matthew. What did you think when you were first asked to take part?
I've got a face for radio was my first thought.
Not true.
I don't know how Nicholas felt, but I felt quite overwhelmed. You have a picture of what vicars look like on telly, and you kind of think to yourself, well, that's not who I am. That's not what I look like. That's not what ministry looks like that I recognise. So, you know, I'm not certain that I want to be involved in something like that. But
nevertheless, you said yes.
Yeah.
What about you, Nicholas?
Well, I felt a bit nervous. I mean, in a prior existence, I was doing marketing for an organisation. And there the question of getting the television in arose. And you just think, well, you've got no editorial control. And so you're entirely at the mercy of whatever picture it is that the BBC are going to want to give. And when you look at television, when you look at clergy, I mean, you've mentioned a couple of things already. You look at something like Midsummer Murders or Miss Marple, and if you want to find a vicar, the vicar is always in his church, it's usually a he, wearing a cassock, surrounded by candles, and all of them are lit. And actually, life ain't like that.
No. You haven't seen it yet, have you, Nicholas?
No, I haven't, no.
Okay, but Matthew, you've seen a bit of it.
Yes, I had a sneak peek on Friday.
Okay, do you come across well? Are you happy with it?
Do you know what? I think Nicholas is fabulous in it.
Oh.
That's a really good answer.
Yeah. Are you not nervous about this? I mean, everyone else is going to see it at the same time as you, Nicholas. What?
Oh, well, that now you are making a few assumptions. I don't actually have a television, and B, I have a complete horror of the whole idea of seeing myself on television.
So don't tell me you're not going to watch it.
Oh,
you have to. That's funny. So what sort of things are we going to see? Because obviously, like you've just said, it's not about standing in the church giving a sermon surrounded by candles, wearing a cassock. What will we see?
Me or Matthew?
Yeah, well, the first episode is concentrating on what you might call the bread and butter of the Church of England, which is hatch, match and dispatch. So baptisms, weddings and funerals. And there are two particularly moving stories of Ruth Hulse, Reverend Ruth Hulse, who's also in the West Hereford team, dealing with the death of a church warden of Holy Trinity. That's incredibly moving. And then you have Reverend Matthew Stafford up in Match Wenlock going through a wedding, which is absolutely exciting and beautiful. And you have those, and you have Nicholas dealing with a break-in at one of his churches in that first episode. So you have these really strong emotional pieces in the first episode that you kind of think, and that's the bread and butter. That's what we do each and every day. Often being with people and holding their hands through the most momentous parts of their life is what we do day in, day out. That's the first episode.
That's true, actually. Mm. Nicholas, what do you hope that the series will leave with people who see it?
Well, over where we are in the depths of the Black Mountains and the Abbeydore Deanery, we're looking at doing rural ministry in a totally different kind of way. Because one of the things that that some clergy think, I feel misguidedly, is if you go into rural ministry, you're going to be operating entirely on your own with a large group of parishes being sort of harried by church wardens and things. And what we're looking at doing here is working together as a team in order to bring mission and ministry to non-churchgoers. Because although numbers that go to church in the Hereford Diocese are actually quite high, it's still a minute proportion of the population. And there are lots of people to whom we need to minister. And I hope that the programme is going to focus on that, on an entirely new way of doing rural ministry. Well, a new way for the Diocese of Hereford, at any rate.
I think that was the biggest reason for me wanting to do this, ultimately, was because I think we now live in an age where people aren't necessarily as connected to the church as they were in previous generations and don't have that understanding of the work of the church. What is it to... Oh, well, Father, it must be your busy day today, Sunday. You don't do anything else the rest of the week, do you? Ha, ha, ha. Well, the problem is that joke sticks. That joke sticks, and it's not true.
I actually say to people, the great thing about Sundays is that, by and large, it's fairly predictable. It's the other days of the week.
It's the only day, isn't it, Nicholas? It's the only day you wake up and you go, well, I know what I'm doing at 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And you know full well, though, whatever you think you're doing in the morning, if the phone goes before 8 o'clock in the morning, that everything that you planned is about to go entirely up in the air.
I can't wait to see this. Guys, thank you ever so much for talking to me about it. It'll be exciting times on Friday night.
Thank you,
Reverend Nicholas Lowton and Father Matthew Cashmore. Bye for now, both of you.
All right,
bye-bye. So along with